Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Spent the good most of the first half of the show talking about tonight's National Football League draft. A report out there that the Lions are trying to move up. They're interested in moving up. There is also a mock draft that has them moving up from Pete Schrager on NFL.com. It was an Albert Breer report saying that they're one of the teams looking to move up. Certainly it depends how far back does the player they want fall that they are targeting in a potential trade. In the meantime, we are reacting to the news for the first time here in the noon hour about Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell signing massive extensions with the Detroit Lions. We ran down the numbers why they might not be as punitive as they look in terms of how they impact the Lions on the cap. And we did that a little bit earlier, especially the next 2 years. In fact, it still looks like to me they're getting them on the cheap. Between the two of them in 2024, roughly $13 million against the cap. And in 2025, roughly $21 million against the cap. In 2026, when they get into years where they can be cut and renegotiated, $61 million against the cap. And I have a feeling that there might be some maneuvering when they get to that time. But you also got to consider, if the cap goes up, $20 million, a conservative estimate over each of the next 2 years, then that accounts for the difference between 2025's cap hit and 2026's cap hit. But you have other things that they want to get done, like Jared Goff. I'm officially antsy now. My four levels of worry go panic, panic, worry, concern, and antsy. When I am antsy, I spend my time thinking about how concerned I should be, but I'm not concerned. But there's nothing apparently imminent with the quarterback, and I want him to come back on a reasonable contract. Kang, before we get into what might be going on, what is your take of all of this? On all of this?
So my take is that Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell contracts were easy to do because they're viewed as very top tier, if not the top of their position group. So to set the market with those guys, I think was a sit down. What's the top guy getting paid? We're going to pay you a little bit more than that. So I think those contracts were easier to do. And Goff's contract, not done yet and not imminent because it's just a little more complicated. Because he's not Patrick Mahomes. And he's not this young guy that's taking you, you know, if he was 23 years old or whatever, coming up on a contract, like Joe Burrow, and took the team to close to the Super Bowl or the Super Bowl, you got to set the market. Now, he's not old by any means, but he's past that, you know, that Herbert, Burrow, those young guys that you have to lock up or you lose. So he's in a weird area where I think it's a little more complicated. I think they still get a deal done, but it's not easy like ASB and Penei Sewell was, and that's why I don't think his contract's been done yet.
It's a pretty solid take. Different point in his career than those two youngsters are getting into their second contracts. All right, so what's going on with him? First of all, do you think he's asking for astronomical money? Gator?
I do not. I just think this is just normal negotiations. I learned this phrase, Doug, when I was in my late teenage years.
Okay.
On a spring break trip with the family to Jamaica. And the phrase was, everything I reman. Means everything's okay. Relax.
Wait, can you say that again?
Everything I reman.
Everything I reman.
Man.
Everything I re. Man.
I re.
What does I re mean?
I re means it's okay, relax.
Okay, all right.
Everything I re. That's the whole slogan down there. Just relax. It's Jamaica, right?
I don't need to be antsy.
You don't need to be antsy about this. It'll get done when it gets done. They got these two out of the way, and golf is next in line. So I'm not worried about this at all. I'm sitting back. I'm having a red stripe. And I'm watching the waves crash into the beach.
Yeah, what else are you doing, Gator, that Jamaicans do?
Well, I don't do that. But I'll double up on the red stripe to make up for it.
Everything drunk, man.
All
right, so I don't think he's asking for astronomical money. I think Jared Goff, you know, he's certainly not coming cheap. But does he need more money than Joe Burrow gets on an annual basis? $55 million? Justin Herbert, $52 million. Lamar Jackson, $52 million. Jalen Hurts, $51 million. I've thought of him in the $50 million range, and anything less than that is a discount. And, I mean, I guess if he comes in at 49, it's not that much of a discount, but you get the point. But, you know, I thought $50 million was fair for a guy who's, you know, that would put him in the top five quarterbacks in the league. My question is, sometimes we know the market dictates that just the next contract up gets the next gets to set the bar. I and we could do the whole nobody cares why how much money they make, but you do care because it takes away cap space to sign other players. So, Kang, you don't think he's trying to break the bank, do you?
No, I don't. But, I mean, like I said, I think he's just in a weird area where he's not – that's in, like those other quarterbacks, like we mentioned, you know, Burrow, Herbert, those are their first-time huge deals. Goff got a first-time huge deal at the time, right? Of course, now it looks like chump change because the market and the cap, everything has changed. So I think, like I said, I think he wants to come back. I think the Lions want him back. I think it's just more complicated. You look at Kirk Cousins' deal. Well, what did he end up signing for, guys? I mean – he's got to make more than that, right? But then you guys think he's got to make less than like Mahomes or Lamar Jackson.
Kirk Cousins at $45 million annually.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at 45 to 50 at least. Now, if it's above 50, do we just go, well, this is just the market? Or do we go, wow, that's a lot to pay for, no offense, he's not Mahomes, right? There's only a couple of those guys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mahomes' contract is weird in that it's $45 million annually. His average guarantee is amongst the lowest in the league. I don't quite understand his contract, but its total was $450 million over 10 years. I don't quite get it, how Mahomes' contract is worded, but
well, because he did it's old now. It's what, 3 years old now?
Yeah.
So at the time, it looked like this ridiculous contract, $500 million almost, and now it looks like it's a bargain because of Patrick Mahomes. So what the Chiefs have done, when you look at it, it's kind of brilliant. They were able to stay afloat, be a Super Bowl championship team without having some other superstar players. They had the superstar quarterback contract, and everybody said, well, that's weighting them down. Look, they can't hang on to Tyreek Hill. They can't hang on to this guy. And all they did was go out and win another Super Bowl, and now they're in a position where the cap is starting to work to their favor because of the deal that Mahomes has. Now, he's restructured to help get other guys back, but because the cap went up $30 million and because it's likely to go up another $20 million the next year, they're in a good position because of that contract. Now, the other thing with Mahomes, think about he's not just beholden to his NFL contract. This is a guy who is a brand all throughout the world at this point. So, you know, a lot like Tom Brady, maybe it's the salary doesn't matter as much to him at this point because he can make so much money off the football field. Imagine how many tens of millions of dollars he makes outside of football that helps to balance his whole act. And, you know, ultimately, that guy just wants to win. You watch Patrick Mahomes. That's a guy who's got this winning mentality, and that's what Brady had.
Okay, so two other things here. One is, I want to state for the record, because I am merely antsy, I think this contract will get done this offseason, okay? But being antsy means I'm not 100% sure about that. There is the let it ride. The let it ride scenario is Jared Goff has one more year on his contract. If they don't re-sign him in this offseason, should we move beyond antsy? And we'll get into some of the reasons why coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.